this dude took a bite out of Andre Lima's
bicep.
I will say this. Why? You made it all the way to the UFC.
It's a really good fight, too.
And it was a good
It was a great fight.
I thought Igor could have had it.
Yeah, bro. Like, he...
Lauren Senko is ruining fights by talking so much. Leave the commentary to the people that have actually fought, which she has.
If you're Jamie Varner, guess what? The commentary is not for you, bro.
Yeah.
The commentary is for the people that don't know what the fuck is going on, and they gotta watch the fight. She's very good at her job.
This is the case when this happens. Robbed me of everything.
Well,
what happened?
David,
to this guy?
He's fine. David, he's just a person. David, take a deep
breath. Don't.
Take a
David,
deep breath. This David, guy is a journalist. He's trying to
don't,
find out.
Don't.
Just a guy.
Just an innocent guy. Don't load up right now, dude.
Fine. I love you with the Vinci code.
Back to the Casuals. We are a MMA and combat sports show hosted by very, very casual fans. My name is Gilbert. That is Nick, and that is David. So I would like to point out a comment that gets brought up every week, and it's about you, David. People can't get over the shorts you wear.
Listen, guys.
Address the audience.
Let me tell
I like
you
it,
guys. The shorter they are, the better.
Why?
All right. If you can see the ball sack and the dick line, that's how you get the ladies, man. Also, too, they're just riding up, and I just don't want to fix them. Yeah.
It's lazy.
Dude,
who the fuck cares? Why are you looking at my dick, gay bobs?
And there we go, gay bobs. Never heard that one.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, we have a lot that's going on the screen in the episode while we're, like, talking, you know?
Yeah, why are you over here looking at my legs, gay bobs?
Now I can't stop looking.
Yeah, dude.
Now my eyes are fixed.
Yeah, you're homosexuals. Yeah, man.
I don't like these labels. I just like to see what I like to look at, okay?
Ooh.
You guys ever been hit on by a gay guy before?
Yeah.
You said what?
You been hit by a gay guy?
Yeah. The trick is to just... Give in, dude.
Honestly, let go. You have to give in. If you don't give in, you look like a weirdo.
Yeah, hey. You look like you're.
So you turn into a bit, but you're like, "Fuck, this guy's flirting with me." But you're like, "Ah, yeah, touch my dude."
You gotta play hard to get and flirt back a little bit.
Man,
nah, that won't work. What he said won't work.
Hey man, touch my dude.
The guy's like, "Ew, gross."
Yeah, you're a little. Hey, yeah, back up. A little needy, aren't you?
Yeah, yuck. Dude.
Yuck.
Yeah.
So
it'd be so much easier to date, man, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, dude. I'm thinking about
it. I'm like, man, my wife's tough on me.
I'm on a real dry spell right now. I'm thinking about, you know,
sounds
I see
like
these
you
legs.
Guys are a bunch of gay bobs. I just found that word again recently. It's so funny.
Wait, gay what bob is that? Is I've never one. Heard that. What does that mean?
Elementary school diss. You never been called a gay bob?
No, dude. I always got called Chink Buddha. I'm from fucking Georgia.
Chink Buddha?
I'm That's from Atlanta.
No
hella
way.
Funny because you don't even have to say chink in front of that. That's so stupid.
Like, if you're a white guy, we call you White Buddha, you know? But, yeah, Chink Buddha.
Hey, Chink Chinese. Like,
yeah, it's a little redundant.
Yeah, it's a little redundant, man. Come on, guys.
A little, like, two on the nose.
Yeah,
like...
Siddhartha Fatima.
Siddhartha. Hey, you work in Siddhartha? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's legit, huh?
Yeah, man.
But guess what on this card? No gay bobs here.
Yep.
A lot of just normal bobs.
There has to be one gay bob on here.
Oh, wait. Let's get to the one gay bob. We have Igor Cervino versus Andre Lima. Nick, tell the audience why we got a gay bob situation.
Well, Igor, this dude took a bite out of Andre Lima's bicep or something. And he bit pretty hard.
I will say this. Why? Out of all the things that you could have done.
Good question.
Right? Why? You made it all the way to the UFC.
It's a really good fight, too.
And it was a good
It was a great fight.
You didn't even have to bite him.
Who'd you have winning up until that point? You think? You
I thought Igor could have had it.
Yeah, bro. Like, he was kind of
He didn't need to do
well.
It.
He didn't need to.
He didn't need to
You know
fight.
What I put him in the category of?
Brazilian.
No. He is obviously in that category already because he is Brazilian. But I put him in it because I'm trying to make sense of it. Like, why would this guy bite him? The only rationale I can think of is, like, he's just getting too hyped up about the violence. Kind of like a Peter Yan. You know what I mean? Like, that dude fucking headbutts people. He's been DQ'd for headbutting. He obviously need the shit out of Aljo. And he's like, what? I didn't know. But he's like that pure aggression. You just can't stop it. And I think for a guy like Igor.
He's stupid.
I think, you know what?
That's low IQ.
That's called desperation to win, bro. If I was.
But you're winning, though. Like, Mike Tyson did it because he was losing. And
yeah, but, you know, like, if you're not trying to bite somebody, are you really a UFC fighter, bro? Are you really that good of a fighter?
I think in the history of the UFC, nobody has ever been bit.
That you know of? To leave a mark.
to leave a mark and then get a tattoo after.
Honestly, that's his first mistake. He left a mark. He bit too hard,
you
bro.
You have to understand, from UFC 1 till now, people were ball grabbing, twisting, fucking. But nobody has ever bit somebody. This is pretty nuts. He got, he lost his contract. He no longer fights for the UFC, and the other fighter got a 50K bonus. What kind of shenanigans is going on? This fool is a vampire.
It's a small mouth, too.
For real, dude.
Look how small that wasn't even like a, like an anger. It was like a.
Yeah.
It was isolated. Like
no, I think he was trying to bite the shit out of him, but his jaw, his mouth is just a small, is a small circumference.
And he also bit him through the mouth guard and left the mark like that. So he was biting hard. What a fucking psychopath. You ruined your whole life now. The Athletic State Commission will never let him fight again. Your whole living is gone.
Guess what? He'll be back.
Oh, really?
When they go to Brazil and they need a last minute flyweight, they'll be back.
He has to change his name. The biter, something like that.
He has to get like facial Oh, he has to fight in the women's division now. Just change your. He's pretty much good, dude.
He's like, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, he's Fallon Cox.
He's gonna start biting chicks.
Yeah, but shout out to homie winning, getting a bonus, and also making a tattoo. Is that something to make a tattoo about?
I think that's funny, dude.
You shouldn't ask this guy. He has a dumbass tattoo.
I have a tattoo, but he got he got 25K with it.
$50K. They gave him $50K.
So 50K. That's a cool tattoo. That's a nice.
Yeah, you did yours for free.
I did mine for free. I didn't pay for mine.
Who paid for it?
Right on the house.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. Yeah, dude. Yeah, they should have paid you to get the tattoo, idiot.
But you know what though? Here's the thing. Tattoos are a fun time and a fun story. Because guess what? Once you get a tattoo, it's like, who cares?
Why are you saying tattoo like that?
Yeah.
Tattoo?
Tattoo?
Hey, tattoos are a good time.
You have a tattoo.
Why are you getting nervous about your tattoo,
How do you say tattoo?
You say like this. It's a tattoo.
It's like a tattoo. You're so French.
It sounds the same.
What is a tattoo?
Ah, this is a tattoo.
Hey, tattoo, my friend.
I like the way I say it. I personally don't have a problem.
Bonjour. Is it a gay bob tattoo?
Gay bob tattoo.
Gay bob tattoo.
Nah, don't call it a gay bob tattoo. That's
hey, shout out to my boy,
Muhammad. That footwork looked better.
Yeah, it did. Still lost, though.
Mick Parkin's kind of nice, though.
Yeah, Mick Parkin.
He got some nice hands.
Is like, he heavyweight scrap. NPC or not?
Say NPC?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
I'll tell you this, though. What I say about Muhammad. Look, I know people
think I don't know
I'm
what that
a
means.
Big Muhammad Usman hater, dude. But once Muhammad Usman starts going up into like the skill level area, this is the problem that he'll always have. I don't think he's going to make it up there, dude. And it makes, like I said, I'm sad because he has Usman attached to his name.
Yeah.
He needs to reset and just get better. I think that he is in the heavyweight division because of his size and his strength, right? But we've talked about this in the heavyweight division now. That's not going to fly anymore, man. You got to do some shit.
Yeah, because these guys have some serious skills. Mick Parkin has some very good boxing.
Muhammad Usman got two left feet, dude. He's strong, though.
He used to play football, huh? Football guy?
I think he played basketball for the Monstars.
Come on, dude. He played against Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. Muggsy Bogues. Who were the other basketball players in that movie?
Dude, I don't even remember. Exactly. I thought Muggsy Bogues was on the Monstars.
That's first of all, racist.
That's racist.
Wasn't he on the Monstars?
No. I don't think
he turned into a Monstar, didn't he?
I don't know, dude.
Who cares about that, dude? did you guys see the Aarons versus Wynn fight?
Bro, that was a crazy
fight.
That
was good.
Steven Wynn, dude.
He's good.
Yeah. He's a tough motherfucker.
Man, dude, I just want the Vietnamese guy to win, man.
But this guy's from Netherlands. He's a Dutch kickboxing guy.
He does some very cool matter. Kickboxing. He's from Vietnam, dude.
Let's test his Dutch. But, hey, go, dude, dude Aarons.
I don't know how to do Dutch.
Yeah, dude, how do you do Dutch?
I tattoo.
But these Vietnamese dudes, bro, this guy's fighting spirit.
Hey,
strong.
If anything else, I thought Steven Nguyen would have bit somebody, but it didn't fucking happen.
Should have.
You know, hey, man.
I know. Hey, don't get it close to me, man.
Jarno didn't let him get closer. And what a cool name Jarno is.
Yeah, that guy can strike, huh?
He's good.
It was a good fight. Steven Nguyen, I think he has a great career ahead of him. United States, and he's Vietnamese.
Let's go.
Hey, come on this podcast, dude. No, man, I don't give a fuck, man.
There we go.
That's what we get. We get the Vietnamese fighters on here. Yeah. We already had one.
We had B Nguyen. We get another Nguyen, dude.
Oh, shit. Oh, what if we only do Nguyen?
Only Vietnamese people.
Yeah, Martin Nguyen next. That'd be perfect.
I love Martin.
Hey, you know what my wife says? She goes, how do you say his name?
How did you teach? How do you teach?
It's supposed to be Nguyen.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Say it one more time.
Nguyen, like
Nguyen.
That?
I thought it was just Wing. Wing.
No, it's like the NG Nguyen. Sound is like very difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just say Nguyen because it's just the easiest way for us to pronounce it. Because it's a tonal language.
That's how I explained it, I think.
By the way, I hate it when Asian people get mad at other people that can't pronounce their last name. They're like, you don't know how to say my Latin name? Like, bitch, how? Yeah. Even you didn't say it right, dude.
Bro, that might be better than your Korean accent.
No, man.
You're Vietnamese.
Yeah, the Vietnamese are strong.
It's pretty strong.
And I fucked a lot of Vietnamese girls.
Hung out with a lot of uncles.
Hey, you like the peanut, man?
I didn't see a couple of these. Any standouts right here, boys?
Dude, Julian Arosa.
Yeah, hey, I want to talk about
a nice little guillotine.
I want to talk about the Cody Gibson fight in the Miles Johns because Cody Gibson was pissing me off so bad. He's a school teacher.
This is the great example, right?
It's like either you're all the way in or you're all the way out, right? Like if you're a fighter, be a fucking fighter, man. Because when I watch this fight, Cody Gibson's reach is ridiculous. Didn't use his reach at all. And for some fucking reason, he's fighting Miles Johns, who's short as shit, and he's trying to roll and duck his shots. Mm-hmm. For what purpose? What the fuck were you doing? Yep. He was literally rolling under his hooks and his shot. It's like, you're fucking 4 inches taller than him.
He had a chip on his shoulder. He's trying to prove that he could do it.
So he kept rolling, and then he would lean back and move, and then fucking Miles would crack him. It's like, he kept doing it over and over. Who the fuck is in Cody's corner, too? Why are you rolling when you're taller and you're longer?
I think he's just part of the old school mentality and the old school camp where it's like, you can't do that. You can't do, like you said, you can't be a school teacher on the side. And I'm sure it's because it's
Rich
financial.
Franklin.
He probably don't make money doing this, right? How much do you think he got paid to fight Miles Johns?
What's the lowest one? Is it three to show?
It's like four.
To win?
Four to win, four to show, maybe.
It's $8K each.
Maybe, right? So it's like, you know, he probably does this out of the passion for like the game. But in reality, it's like he's older. He's been in the game for a long time. He was on the Ultimate Fighter, too, I think.
Yeah, and he came back to the UFC.
Yeah, so it's like you can't be doing that if you're fighting a guy like you said, Miles Johns, who's really good and in bantamweight, which is just nothing but fucking killers.
And it was just so weird watching a fighter come to the UFC, especially as long as Cody Gibson is fighting and making like fundamental mistakes. Like just.
He's trying to get that double leg. He's trying to take him down the whole time. I thought he did a good job getting the fight to the ground, but.
Couldn't hold this boy down.
This right here is his only highlight. It was frustrating me because I honestly thought that Cody Gibson would have had this in the bag, but literally,
Miles Johns is just a typical guy to fight though. Like he hits fucking hard. He's strong as shit. Look at him, you know. And he's one of those guys that's really active too when you take him down. So it's like if he could stand back up and cause scrambles, oof. He's gonna cause a. Cody Gibson's gonna gas out, which he kind of did.
Yeah, he did gas out.
Because it's a lot of work to keep a guy like this down.
Constantly rolling under, leaning back, roll, lean back, and he just kept getting cracked.
Yeah, he was looking for that level change all fight.
But it's like, the level change, it wasn't going to work against Miles Johns. I don't even think that's a good tactic against Miles Johns. It's like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like he used his attributes very well in this fight, and I thought it was an easy win for him.
But Cody Gibson is also not really known for striking, too. Like he's definitely more known for like taking guys' backs. And if I'm Cody Gibson, I'm like, I'm going to spam this shit until I get him. Because he did have moments in that fight where, you know, he could have got him. But I was half watching this fight, and I kind of thought fucking Cody Gibson won. So
really?
Yeah, but I was half watching
the ground game because the grappling?
Just because he took his back a bunch. And every time I looked over at the TV, he was on top. But I also was half watching it.
So. Miles Johns was way better on the ground than Cody was throughout the fight. Oh. So you definitely were half watching it.
I was half
jackass,
watching it.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And remember, I wouldn't say Cody Gibson's like that much of an OG, but I'm always going to go for like the person who fights his way back. I like his story.
Because he was on the vets versus up-and-comers, right? Hey, click on Cody Gibson's name real quick. Go to his record.
Okay.
Yeesh. Yeah, dude, he fought Gamburian, bro.
Sterling.
Yeah, he's
wow.
This is why I was like, dude, Cody can win this one. Like, this is the W that he was gonna get. Not the shit on Johns. I just thought it was a good matchup for him. Mm. And then it's just
because he's so tall.
Yeah, I thought it was a good matchup. I thought he was just going to strike him from the outside and then maybe look for the. Obviously, I know his game, but you still have to make adjustments, right? Yeah. It was just weird seeing somebody fight.
Because you should be able to fucking strike, right? You should be able to have a nice, solid jab, I guess, at this level.
I was just upset because I just wanted him to win. But, dude, good job for Pat, though, huh?
They're all over the place, these guys. These guys look
a lot of Pat
all these white guys look Pat.
A lot of Pat
Juicy
Riley.
J, Julian Arosa.
Dude. You want? All I thought about was a little bit of Poirier watching that fight, going, "That's my move, dude."
Yeah. Why you throwing up guillotines, dog?
What? You know when he threw that guillotine? Why did that guillotine work?
He was stuffing the head. He was like dipping down with his shoulder, so he couldn't posture up because it looked like he was about to get out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It looked like he was about to pop out, but he was dipping with his shoulder. And I think maybe he just had a tighter grip at the bottom. Because sometimes, too, a lot of it has to do with, like, what's your grip positioning. And sometimes you can't really see it from the camera. But I thought he was going to pop out. I was like, oh, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. Because I was traumatized from Dustin Poirier fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, guillotines don't fucking work. And then sure enough, Julian Arosa.
Boom, gets it.
And Arosa was getting his ass beat, too, by the way. Dude, Ricardo Ramos was putting it on him.
Another scary guy who I thought was going to, I don't even know who we picked. Did we pick him?
I think I chose Pat.
Yeah, I think we all go for the Pat Riley picks.
Yeah, he's down too. Oof.
Oof, it's tough.
Okay, let's go to the main card. There was a sick. Okay,
First of all, this guy's great.
Padilla.
Hey man,
but Luis was game. That's why he got that.
Very good.
What I say about Padilla, dude? What I say? That boy long and lanky, and he did exactly what I thought he was gonna do.
That shit was nuts.
I think he trains out of Oyama.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think he's an Oyama boy now.
Is it racist that I thought he was fighting with Brandon Moreno and stuff?
100% racist, dude.
But he's from Chihuahua. He's from Chihuahua, Mexico,
dude. His body type is so weird. He's so long and lanky.
That's hard to deal with.
What's that one Mexican German fighter? Is he a 145? The tall one that you like, Zelzuber?
Oh yeah.
Zell Huber.
I feel like it's a good matchup if he's 145. Also.
I think Zell Huber would beat the shit out of Fernando Padilla though.
Two long Mexicans. Let's go.
I think that Zell Huber is a little more well rounded, and I think he hits a lot harder than Fernando does. But that'd be a great matchup.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Let's talk about Peyton Talbot.
Yes.
Let's talk about how we absolutely
chose wrong.
And just were not prepared.
We didn't
watch any tape on Peyton Talbot.
Didn't know who he was.
But guess what?
I know who
we're fucking watching.
Hey, I remember the name Talbot.
Holy smokes. He beat the brakes off Cameron. And every time, because I picked him, I was like, oh, he's going to rally. He's gonna rally.
Well, look, Cameron was doing a great job in the beginning. I mean, he's a great striker.
He is.
His tool bag is super deep as well, too. Peyton Talbot.
Another level.
You know, a little, just 30, 40% shots, placed them perfectly. And the crazy thing was, Cameron being somebody who's so bouncy and really good with his movement, Peyton got his timing super fast.
Mm-hmm.
How quick?
Because this dude just jumping around everywhere. Peyton's just watching.
Yep.
And I saw that he was fighting out of Reno. And every time I think of Reno, I just think of like just really good Muay Thai guys.
Mm.
Why do you say that for?
I think there's a lot of good Muay Thai dudes that train out of Reno that like, of course I'm blanking on their name now, but.
I don't believe it, but continue.
But no, they have some good Muay Thai gyms out there. And then sure enough, I see this guy Peyton Talbot go out there and just put on a fucking clinic, dude.
The way
he timed those knees.
Dude, that knee
his shot selection.
Shit.
His shot selection is crazy.
Very clean. Not a lot
and
of
so weight. Calm and collected. Like, this dude is legit.
Man, it just seemed like his power was so much more than Simon. So is it the timing or was
it the timing
stronger?
Because, you know, like, Cameron's like really nervous and bouncing. Like, the commentators.
It's the Drickus style.
Kind of like that spazzy shit, right? Like, and it is a hard style to fight in the time sometimes. And even the commentators were mentioning that too. A lot of like nervous energy. But I think it's his eyes, Peyton's eyes. Like he was
very
able to,
good.
He just saw everything coming a mile away. And like he just wasn't in danger. He didn't feel an ounce. He got tagged a little bit here and there. But
it looked like he was sparring him, dude.
Dude,
it was kind of crazy.
Like the skill gap was insane.
Just very calm, collected.
And he's a orthodox versus southpaw.
And he's not afraid. Like, he seems like he's kind of walking in.
But, you know, he's controlling the fight. He's hand fighting the whole time. He's reaching out to, just, yeah,
him
shoving him off.
Big brother his ass.
Like, yeah.
Here's the check left. This is what I'm like, they both get hit, but homie, where is it? Boom. Yeah. Boom.
But every time Cameron, like, tries to fight, he's running in.
Yeah.
So Cameron just sits in Talbot just kind of sits in the pocket and just tags him. Boom, catches.
And just big brother him again.
How do you guys feel about the tattoo?
Saw it a mile away.
The tattoo of a circle in the front, circle in the back.
I don't know what country that is. That might be a Bleach reference anime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro, those body shots. Oh, my God. Yeah, he just was just shoving him off.
The
just get out.
Is
boom.
So disrespectful.
Because this guy is a good Muay Thai guy. He really understands his range very well, and he's just...
Look at that shit. Just a little bit out the way.
Yeah, like he's just placing his shots perfectly.
Everything is timed.
You could read every time Simon's running in or throwing a punch. Like, he's lunging every single shot. Watch. Mm-hmm. He lunges in, knee up the middle, cross up the middle. Yeah, so Just good forward, good positioning.
I'm excited about this guy.
Like, yeah, really it was excited. Slick.
Like, you rarely get to see somebody figure out somebody's timing that fast. Yeah. Like, it's like one of those give and takes. I think that sometimes when people watch people who do karate and taekwondo, they see the bouncy movement. Mm-hmm. And it can be great, right? But a lot of people would advise that you, instead of bouncing, for you to rock. Because there's that time gap that you have when you're bouncing up in the air. When a high-level fighter catches your timing, that's all bad.
And if your feet are off the ground and they catch you the right time, you got nowhere to go.
And that's what happened, like, especially with Talbot, the way he got knocked out in the second round. Yeah. When, like you said, he was lunging, but then Talbot already had his timing. Mm-hmm. Easy work.
And the first, and you even watch the first round right here. The first half of the round, he's bouncing up and down, but he took a lot of damage. The second half of the round, he stopped bouncing around, just standing at 50-50. Yep. He was taking a little bit less shots, right?
Watch him.
But then watch, he lunges in. I almost said runges. He runges in, bang, gets caught.
I like runges.
He runges in.
He runges.
Yeah. Hey, listen to Chink Buddha over here, dude.
Chink Buddha says.
That's like a good rapper name, dude.
Yeah, Chink Buddha's kind of fire. If you don't put that on your PlayStation screen name or something.
You know what? PS5.
Yeah, your PS5. Handle.
You know what Chink Buddha is? It's actually like a gangster name. It's like black dude in the neighborhood that was a Crip that looks Asian. And they call him Chink Buddha.
Chink Buddha.
Chink Buddha.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's your fucking gang name, bro. Yeah.
Dude, if you're not Asian and people call you on the streets, they call you Chink Buddha.
That means you're dangerous,
that's
dude.
That's dangerous.
That's kind of cool.
Hey, that's my boy, Chink Buddha.
But look at this kid. He's not even fazed.
Sparring.
He's smiling. Hey, I did it.
Damn.
Very good.
That was an amazing fight.
Some people on the internet are comparing him to Sean O'Malley. What do you think about this?
I don't know about that. That's very different styles.
That's pretty insane, but okay. Yeah.
But Sean O'Malley...
I think it's just the hair that they're comparing to.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So he's got two fights in the UFC, so he's 2-0 in the UFC right now. Probably have to do another below 15 guy, but man, unless you want to just throw him up to one of the lower.
Nah, you got to build this kid.
Yeah, slow this
low build.
Slow plate.
Because there's so many guys at 135 in the top 20 who are just like fucking insane.
Yeah.
Top 25.
Slow plate. He's young.
That's a tough division to break into the top 15.
Give him nothing but strikers, bro.
Yeah, I just want to see him strike. But then again, you saw his stuff that takedown too. Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Nick, your boy from Glendale, scary, Edmund Shahbazyan, back in the game.
AJ Dobson, he hit him with like a five piece, and I was like, oh my god, that was the fastest five piece I've ever seen.
Five piece? Whoa, a little racist there.
What? What are you insinuating, dog?
Yeah, dude.
Chink Buddha say.
Bro, he hit him with the fried chicken. That was crazy. Yo, chill, Nick.
Dude, he just actually said the food. He didn't even say a number.
No combination piece or anything.
Dude, fucking Edmund hit him with a cuba de.
He just hit him on the side of the head.
A little tzatziki. Tzatziki.
Yeah,
maybe,
man.
Maybe
like
training with Sean Strickland, getting a little inspired.
He looked a little nervous. Did you feel nervous?
I will say.
I felt nervous energy watching this.
Edmund was getting his ass fucking beat, dude. It was bad. I mean,
he's trying to find his rhythm a little bit.
Edmund takes a lot of damage, though, in all of his fights.
Yeah.
He definitely has to do something about that head movement.
He's just very, like,
he's strong as
stiff,
shit.
Yeah. But when he lands,
look at this.
That two piece?
Boom. That was three, I think.
Okay.
The five is coming up. Let me tell you about the five piece coming up.
It's
I
great.
Did exaggerate. I think I counted three, but I exaggerated to
it
five.
Was long. He was throwing a lot of long combos, though.
Therefore, I'm a racist, okay?
Yep. Watch, it's coming up.
Dude, who's next for him? Because he's still young. He's still, like,
he's taken
23.
So much damage in his young age, though. He's had his head caved in by so many elbows.
Bro.
I'm surprised he still has a chin, to be honest with you.
Dude, every fight, he's just bloodied up.
Yeah. It's just says he lacks head movement.
Well, watching him get this W and see how hyped he was, you could feel it. Like, man.
Finally.
He,
the relief, like, the burden is gone.
Just a little, like, weight off your shoulders. Because what? He's on a little bit of a losing streak.
Losing streak.
Right,
there was there was also a lot of pressure on him. Like, the media was talking about him. Like, oh, this is the next guy.
Derek Brunson schooled his ass, dude.
His name is the Golden Boy, right?
Yeah.
That's his nickname.
He's like one of those guys that's been training for since he was a little kid.
Yeah.
But look at his body style. That's 80% torso.
Yeah, he's a big fuck. He has a big fucking wide back, this guy.
Look at that shit.
But what'd you guys think of the co-main? Did you just watch the co-main?
Who was it again?
Justin Taffa, Carl Williams.
It's the same conversation we just had about the Samoan fighters, like Polynesian fighters, right?
Takedown.
They believe in their fists so much. But look, Carl Williams was getting cracked,
dog.
Hard.
Mall cop.
We need to just send a couple wrestlers to the island of Samoa and just make them wrestle a bunch.
Or send them over to freaking whatever that team is in Dagestan.
Yeah.
Like they all take a trip.
Just go to Dagestan. Like, if these Samoan cats just got really good at wrestling.
Meow, meow.
Nobody is stopping them.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping them. You see Justin Toffa at one point, he just sat on his butt and turned his hips.
That's it.
And he couldn't pick him up off the ground, and he just was chilling. He's like, come on, ref, stop the fight.
Yeah.
Like, stand us up, stand us up.
What do you think is going on in their camps? Do you think they even have an emphasis on that?
I think wrestling is just really fucking hard. You know what I mean? Like, it just takes a lot of energy for people to do. And I'd imagine it'd be a lot harder for you if you are 250, 260. Like, just to wrestle all the time.
That, yeah.
Like, your body just beat up a little bit. But, you know, it's not an excuse for them not to do it, because they should be fucking wrestling. Because I feel like if they start wrestling, dude.
Hey, say that to DC, dude.
Oh, my God.
That man was 250 tossing people around.
Lifelong, though.
There's something to it. There's
straight
something to it.
Like a milk.
We need to build a wrestling program in
Lionheart Jiu-Jitsu Academy.
Yeah, anytime there's someone. We're too small.
Must be Samoan.
Yeah, we're way too small to be able to give these guys good work. But, like, if these guys start wrestling, they should be wiping out everyone in the heavyweight
division. I mean, Justin Toffa hit so hard. He was cracking Carl Williams, but Carl Williams had a better game plan. He was just a well-rounded fighter, and he found out, oh, Justin Toffa can't balance on his foot. Yeah. So he's just going to go for the single, lift him up. He actually lifted him up in the air, too, some fucking how.
Dude.
Carl Williams, strong as shit.
He took a lot of damage in that fight, too.
Oh, 100%.
Because Toffa was just hitting, like, dude, just those thuds on the top of your fucking boom, dome. Boom.
They were asking Carl Williams, I think, in the post-fight interview. They're like, how do you feel? He's like, man, you see this shit?
He seemed like the nicest guy ever, too, huh? I was rooting for him at the end of it.
All right, Amanda Ribas versus Rose Namajunas. I just love watching Rose fight.
Interesting topic, because a lot of people are very upset saying, should we put Rose Namajunas as a main event anymore? I feel like all her fights are snooze fests. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you this. Rose Namajunas, her power shots look weak as fuck, man. That weight class jump is such a difference. She's going to have to put some work in the gym.
Because she got strong.
Amanda fought like Amanda did. For some reason, she threw 46,000 spinning heel kicks.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Still not tired. Last round.
Not even tired.
Not even tired. Just kept throwing them. But whenever Amanda connected on Rose, dude, there was such a power difference. And Rose just had to play her game, which is the angles.
Love watching that, though.
Yeah, I like watching it.
I think it's great, but Rose is going to have Rose needs to do some weight training, dude. Like, she definitely...
Gotta get strong.
She was cracking Amanda with some hard shots, and it didn't look like it did much at all. So she kind of won on points. And also, too, winning on points in that type of fashion is not going to win fans over, too. So people aren't going to want to see her fight.
And let's see. Like, see the other girls here are just... big girls. She just beat Amanda Ribas, so she's up at 7. Like,
she said she was open to fight Macy Barber. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah. But
like, even like Caitlin, right? Former Chukukian. Like, she's so much bigger than Rose. She's massive.
Yeah, like, imagine Valentina Shevchenko fighting Rose.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. Oh, I didn't even think about
right?
that. That's kind of cool.
Like, imagine that. Dude, Erin Blanchfield's fighting this weekend.
Yeah.
She wants to fight Blanchfield, too.
Dude.
She wants the top ones.
Yeah. And you know, she deserves it because she's beaten all the top girls at 125, right? But yeah, I didn't even think about that with her.
Hey, no disrespect,
starting weight training
like Carla Esparza, but dude, I don't know how she lost to Carla Esparza twice. So she has
that second fight. Okay, that second fight, everybody was just so mad.
Yeah, I was pissed too,
because I felt like at any point once she put her foot on the gas or anywhere near it, she could have done really well against Carla Esparza. She could have finished her, I felt like. But, you know,
everybody lost that fight.
Yeah, easy for me to say sitting on the couch. But over 5 rounds and how inactive that fight was, you're like, dude, please do something. Just punch her in the fucking head a little bit.
That was probably the worst fight next to the Ngannou and Derek Lewis one. Like, where there was zero action, but that was zero action 25 minutes. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah. And a lot of people are always, anytime Rose fights, people are always talking about Pat Barry.
Why? Because they call him a sexual predator?
Yeah. And I don't know if you caught this, but at the beginning of the fight, when they're doing the intros, you see Rose kind of like sidestepping, getting amped up a little bit. And then you look in the back and you see Pat Barry doing the same thing in the same motion. And at first I was like, man, that's kind of cool. But then I think about how they got together and you go, well...
How old? What is the age gap between them?
I don't know, but the story is, I don't know how true this is.
Because Pat Barry's pretty old.
The story was like 16, right?
We should probably fact check this before we even say this. But like, I think
not romantically, they were just training.
Oh, I thought you said dating. Did you say
no? They were just training. Oh,
I thought you said dating. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what people are feeling weird about. But it's just anytime you see Rose fight, people are always just filling up all the stuff with Pat Barry and them.
Yeah, she doesn't have Trevor Whitman in her corner anymore.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Yeah.
When did she leave that?
Is she done? Is she out of there?
I don't know. I guess he's only training Justin and Kamaru then, huh?
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, I think she needs to be with Trevor Whitman a little bit.
Everybody could be with Trevor Whitman, dude. That guy's sick as fuck, man.
Yeah, dude. He's so good. And just his presence in the corner, I just like watching him coach. He just seems like he just has such a good time.
I have a question.
He looks so gay, Bob, right now.
Yeah, I'm very gay, Bob.
That's a tight-ass word, isn't it?
Come on, dude. You just learned it today. You're going to rip me two times with it?
I like it. I like it.
Gay, Bob. Because it's so harmless.
I'm going to get you, dog. Just wait.
I still don't know what it means.
I don't know.
You got a gay haircut.
You're just saying it. Is this like this is a wild word to be saying?
I don't think so. I think it's just like one of those like fun kid words that we used to call each other. Hey, gay Bob.
Yeah, gay Bob is fun.
I don't know why, but
when you say Bob, it's just a little like light.
Yeah, it sounds cute. Yeah, I'm a gay Bob.
Okay, so the Urban Dictionary says gay Bob, an extremely gay male that has a hard time hiding it.
Oh.
Hey, gay Bob! We gay Bob!
Oh, because you're bobbing out of the water because you can't see.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It
I had
makes
no
so
idea.
Much sense now.
Man.
I've been saying that since I was a little kid, and I had no idea what it meant.
This is a good one.
Some dudes be like, bro, I'm not hiding. I'm just straight up gay, David. Stop calling me gay, Bob.
Hey, look up rag, because people used to call me that, too, back in the day.
I think that was self-explanatory. Yeah.
Just look it up. I want...
Okay, first of all, it's an American gay men's newspaper published in 1977.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Your publication. I didn't guess that. People are calling you a publication.
Hey, I'm glad we looked it up because that wasn't what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That wasn't on my bingo board for, what was it? Rag?
Yeah.
Keep saying it. Jesus.
No, but look, it's an actual publication, so we could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
It's on Penguin. Penguin Publishing.
I'm not wrong. Gay male newspaper, dude.
Oh, it's two dudes. That's so funny.
Let's go. Know. It's actually two pictures of Biden. Not political, just factual.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, two old guys.
I wanted to ask you guys this, right? So I saw this post from our favorite Shane Fazin, right?
Yeah.
Lifelong martial artist. He posted this thing because he wanted to, not so much that he wanted to address, I think he's just creating content, but there was this whole conversation about how many does a coach need to be a champion in order to be a good coach, right? And there's a lot of people, you know, when they write comments, you know, anybody, not just Shane, but just people in general, they'll just write, oh, how many fights do you have? If not, I don't want to be coached by you. You don't know what you're talking about. And like, I thought about this too, and I was like, you know, I would, just because you're a good fighter doesn't mean you're a good coach.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think good coaches have good systems.
Yeah.
That they can apply to, like, Trevor Whitman. We were talking about this dude. He's taking Justin Gaethje.
He was a boxer, right? Just his background.
He's a boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
So he's taken both these guys and just enhanced them as fighters just by tightening up a little bit. Footwork, maybe giving them more weapons, maybe, you know, sharpening up their jab or whatever system they put them through. They come out, and Rose too, they come out better and they're just a little bit more polished.
Yeah.
And when they're training with Trevor Whitman, they seem to have some
of
their best performances.
He's had a few fights under his belt.
You know what? I think he might have been a boxing champ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, not because D'Amato wasn't.
Yeah.
Let's talk about because D'Amato.
Freddie Roach,
yeah.
Was he a boxing champ?
He wasn't a champ.
So I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to your systems and how you coach in general. Like, that's way more important. And I think, you know, once again, it's like a topic that everyone says, but I don't think it's a prerequisite.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Just
It definitely helps.
Yeah, like, just because you can do doesn't mean you're a great teacher, right? Teaching is a completely different thing, and it requires a very high level of intellect.
Different skill set.
Very different skill set, right? Like, you don't see Mayweather being a top-tier coach right now, right? He might be one of the greatest boxers of all time. It doesn't mean he could teach. So it's like, this is a very different conversation. Like, I don't understand why people I do believe experience is important, though, right? Because in order for people to understand what they're talking about, to be able to do it is also just as important.
Yeah.
But to say that they need to be a champion, I don't know about that.
Because some coaches, like, they'll get in their own way by inserting themselves too much into, like, the fighter and, like, oh, this is what I would do type of thing. So I think guys who... Well, if you think about the best coaches, I think if we were to look at whatever metric you're tracking, whether it's how many championship fighters a coach has, you look at John Donaher, he wasn't a crazy world champ. He just was kind of more of a practitioner and a hobbyist.
Yeah.
But he just deep dove into everything. And he systemized everything. And you look at all his fighters and all his competitors, he just knows how to progress them over a period of time, whether they're purple belts, blue belts, but they're still training and competing against high-level black belts.
Like, right? Are you going to message John Donahue and be like, you don't have any right to train anybody?
Exactly.
Mm. Look at his resume. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? So I saw other people who are fighters that they're writing like, this guy hasn't fought. What does he know? And then I look at their page and I see their fighters that they're training. They all look like garbage.
Mm.
It's like, you might have been a decent fighter, but you're a terrible teacher. Mm. Those are two different things. You're dumb. Do you want Ryan Garcia to give you instructions right now? You know what I'm saying? I could barely speak.
Maybe about Bohemian Grove.
Maybe, dude.
Hey, man.
He tweeted. He goes, y'all gonna find out. I told y'all.
Hey, if he got proof.
I told you I got my butt touched,
I hope he got proof. That'd be tight.
Hey, they're gonna put in an article on FedRag.
Your jaw's off.
Hey, I'll tell you this right now. I'm so glad I can say that because it's an actual
publication. Yeah, it's fucking, we saw it. We looked at it.
I want one of those magazines so bad.
So I can go to my bullies and be, see?
I told you it's real.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, you gay, Bob.
Some other coaches in UFC. Jason Perillo. I think a lot of boxing guys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Perillo, Rafael Cordeiro, more traditional Muay Thai.
Shoot blocks.
Javier Mendez.
Yeah.
Champion wrestler?
Champion kickboxer.
Champion kickboxer. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That gym produces so many good wrestlers, but he himself is not even
he was a kickboxer.
Knows how to bring the right people in, knows how to motivate, coach.
In the game of MMA, he understands that, like, yeah, wrestling's a great base. Let's get a bunch of these wrestlers over here.
Yep.
And I can teach him kickboxing. And then
another guy.
Look at
Faraz is legit. Faraz is super legit. He has great content.
Look at, if you look up pictures of, what's his name? I just said it, AKA.
Javier
Mendez. He was fucking ripped, dude.
Yeah, he was
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He don't look anything
long like hair, you know?
Yep, sexy as
fuck. He looked like fucking the guy, Antonio Banderas.
You know, hell yeah, racist, but tight.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
The second one.
It is pretty crazy. I mean, look at that.
Well, he kind of really does look like Antonio Banderas.
He looks like Once Upon a Time in Mexico. We were just watching it.
Mask of Zorro.
He straight up looks like Antonio Banderas.
He's got a guitar case. Get the guitar.
Puss in boots.
I wonder.
Puss in boots.
I always wonder, too, when somebody looks like a fighter, do they get sad when they look at their old photos because of what they look like now? Because I've never reached that level of fitness, so I would never have to feel that.
Yeah.
So, but if you look at this and then you look at yourself like, dude, I used to be fucking...
Or maybe they've done that and they're like, yeah, I already did it.
Oh, yeah, what's the point?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Or be like DC, just stay the same.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just he doesn't beat care. And crush people. Yeah,
still got two belts. True.
Shit, champ, champ.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so these guys even, they're just... I mean, are they champions too? No. Greg Jackson, Mike? I don't know.
But at the end of the day, it's like...
They all have experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's going to be crazy to see some of the fighters that we love get into coaching, right? Like, what's going to happen when guys like Dustin Poirier... Oh, yep. Mike Brown, he's a great coach.
Yep.
He's
a good one. Just a fighter.
Yeah.
Fighter.
He was a champ. He was a lightweight champ, featherweight champ, I think, too. Yeah. So, and he was one of the best guys in the world.
Yeah.
So to see him in someone's corner, you're like, oh shit, you got someone like that in your corner. That's very powerful. Like Thiago Alves, he's like Dustin Poirier's main Muay Thai coach.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's like I can barely name like boxing coaches. I know a couple, but like so many of these
Mark Henry, dude.
MMA coaches are like stars. Like they're just celebrities.
Look at what's his name? Sean O'Malley's coach, Tim Welch.
Tim Welch,
another guy,
really good coach, and he just knows how to like. Build a fighter, and this is his first, because he's still young. He's not an old guy at all.
Yeah.
So as Sean O'Malley grows in popularity and Tim Welch grows in popularity, you're going to see another guys train under Tim Welch. We're going to see how that guy looks in a couple of years, you know? So
and Tim talked about his fighting experience, too. Him and so Sean and Tim Welch, apparently, they were fighting together coming up. They're around. They're similar
age. Oh, same. Okay.
So he's a very young coach. And they would kind of coach each other for each other's fights. And I think Tim Welch went through injury and then trying to get a fight. It was the whole process that was tough. And they just focused on Sean. Mm-hmm. And that's where he found out where his key was, his coaching.
Yeah.
Which he's so fucking good.
He's so good, man.
Smart as shit.
And it shows in Sean O'Malley because the skills that he has, the tool bag that he has is very, very deep, man.
Yeah, his fucking striking got better, which I didn't think was possible. It was nuts.
Big leaps.
And kind of jumping off that, we talk about like, there's a coaching to be a champion. fighter to coach? And another thing is, does a person have to be a commentator have to have fought before?
Laura has fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess people were complaining that she's not, she wouldn't fight in the UFC.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
So, there's not a lot of people who can make it to the UFC. Exactly.
Okay, think about what Laura Sanko does. She has to fucking host shows. She has to be able to interview people. She has to be able to be knowledgeable in MMA.
And be hot.
Yeah, dude. Like, she...
okay.
She's very good at her job.
Oh, she's very fucking good, dude.
You could tell she loves fighting more than some of the fucking fighters.
Yeah.
Like, she's a nerd about this shit. Mm-hmm. And whenever I hear her do commentary, I don't really have any problem with it. I'm like, I can't... Dude, she follows, like, dude, she works with Coach Barry Robinson. Yeah. She works with, like, she's legit. She's a brown belt, you know?
Constantly training all the time.
Yeah.
And also, too, I still don't get why people are like, did you listen to the commentary? I don't listen to the commentary at all. I'm looking at the fight. What the fuck are you listening to,
and why are you getting so mad about the commentary all the time?
Fucking dweeb. Who cares?
And also, if you're Jamie Varner, guess what? The commentary is not for you, bro.
Yeah.
The commentary is for the people that don't know what the fuck is going on, and they gotta watch the fight.
Exactly.
So it's a totally... You're a professional fighter. It don't gotta be... Like,
so,
why are you throwing stones, bro?
This is what Jamie Varner said. Lauren Sanko is ruining fights by talking so much. Leave the commentary to the people that have actually fought, which she has. A female UFC fighter should have the job. She was just annoying. It's obvious she's trying to be... She's trying so hard, doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone.
Look, go back up. Go back up. Look, if you say Laura Sanko is talking too much, okay, that's your opinion. That's fine. But then when you go into the whole part about, like, you leave the commentary that people actually fought, it's like, all right, now you're salty. Now you're being annoying, dude.
He's salty.
Yeah, you're being
Where's
rude.
Jamie Varner now?
Hey, dude.
But this is the thing. It's like, Jamie Varner, right? Like, I don't know the guy. Right,
he's coming to the show next week, yo.
Yeah. All right,
in our special J-Bob episode.
Just because, like, it goes back to everything. Like, just because you're a fighter, you think you're a good commentator?
That's a hard job.
It's a fucking hard.
You
job.
Try commentating.
Yeah, I would love to see Jamie Farner try and just fumble over his words. Oh, it was. Yeah, it's not.
It's easy. Hard talking
Joe
fast
Rogan's
and
pretty
clearly.
Great and never fought in the UFC.
There you go. Great commentator.
Wait till you see his tweets about Joe Rogan. They didn't make it out yet.
Oh, yeah. Salty.
Shut the fuck up, Jamie.
Just say your version's waste.
Oh, Amy Kaplan, what up?
I'm hoping we see a David So response tweet here.
No, I'm not going to say shit to a fucking fighter. Are you crazy? And plus, I'm a man. He could kill me if he wants to.
It's just like, man, I don't know. But this is when Twitter gets you in trouble, bro. Because people just put their thoughts in their head out on Twitter and they go, boom, they just send it, right?
Yeah, but I just don't understand why a fighter is so particular about what a commentator is saying. And it's clear that she knows what she's talking about to a certain extent. I mean, you could always disagree because it's still opinion-based, exactly. Right?
All it is opinion.
Yeah, but to say that, oh, she's not a real fighter. She has fought before. She still trains and she's a nerd about this fucking fight game. Look, she said stuff that I don't know fucking no shit about.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I like it.
And dude, she's a big face of the UFC now.
Yeah.
She's a big character. Yeah,
they
dude.
They love her.
Because she like respects the fighters and she like loves this game. And when someone has that type of enthusiasm, you kind of want that as a part of, like, it makes you excited about the fights.
I mean, people give shit to fucking DC and he's an Olympic wrestler and
real.
A double champ. and apparently DC doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, dude.
So I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
That's very true.
Yeah.
They throw stones at everybody.
They're talking shit to Dominic Cruz. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Do you guys think, so back to the coaches thing, do you think you have to be anything to coach a fighter?
I think that you need fight experience. I think you should have done training camps, and there should be a lot of training under your belt.
But right? What if you have a school called the School of Self-Awareness?
And what if you chase fighters with a knife in a ring?
That's pretty high level.
Joshua Fabia is back in the news.
How? Did he die?
No. Unfortunately not.
So, Nick, do you want to give a little bit about this, and I'll pull up a video?
Well, all I really know is that Diego Sanchez is finally coming out and saying everything that we knew.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right.
Really?
He's finally explaining his side of the story. Maybe he just realized, like, man, this motherfucker was really trying to fuck with me. He was really being an asshole to me. He was talking about how he was getting extorted. He was blackmailing him to put him in this corner for money. Like, who knows what kind of shit he does.
I mean, did it not click in his head when he was upside down getting blipped up in
honestly, dude, if I'm Diego Sanchez, okay, Josh Fabia is what, 5'2"?
You could kill him.
We have John Na do a week of training. He could smash Joshua Fabia.
100%.
Any day of the fucking week, dude.
I'll beat Joshua Fabia's ass, dude.
Put your headset in, Nick. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Just so you... Have you seen this, David?
No.
Okay, so this is Joshua Fabia confronting Diego, saying Diego's the problem, and he had his guy film this. And he, Joshua Fabia is the one that released this video to be, because he thought he would look good.
That's a crazy person. Video.
I gave you a chance to write a letter and tell her the truth. She doesn't even know who I am.
Talking about
his
mom.
Can't say a positive word. That's your mother, and you think I'm going to be able to be vindicated. Okay, well, that part doesn't matter. I like I said, you want your freedom. You can have it. You're going to write a check to me and School of Self for $100,000.
What the fuck?
As I told you, this is the case when this happens.
That's a good deal.
Robbed me of everything.
Robbed me of everything.
Just been released, which
this guy.
Whoa, what happened?
David,
to this guy?
He's fine. David, he's just a person. David, take a deep breath.
No.
Take a deep.
No, don't. David, fucking don't.
Take a
David,
deep breath. This David, guy is a journalist. He's trying to
don't,
find out.
He's just a guy. Okay.
Just like just David, an innocent stop bystander. Filing. He's don't, just a guy.
Don't load up right now, dude.
Fine. I love you with the Vinci code.
Cut. God damn it. You can't join in, dude.
I know, but it was so good.
What the fuck?
That's it. That's it. That's all I said.
We're never going to get this guy on the show. We're not going to MMA focus on the show.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, so Joshua Fabia, it's a longer video. You can watch it. He essentially...
Dude, that's fucking ballsy. You got to write me a check for
$100,000.
Honestly,
you stole everything from
me. Honestly, if you don't try it, bro, that's your loss. You got to fucking... You got to set the pitch. You got to try it.
Why do I have a feeling he paid him out?
He paid him out, bro.
Oh, no. It's so sad.
I'd bet my life savings of $200 that Diego Sanchez paid him out.
Did Diego have that money?
Probably. Saved up, and then he just did it to get rid of him.
Bro, what the fuck? Someone needs to murder that guy.
100%,
somebody needs to
dude.
Get his money back. He ruined Diego Sanchez's career, bro.
Yeah.
He fucking ruined him.
Diego Sanchez is a legend in the sport, and his whole career went down the drain just from meeting this 1'2" little midget.
And then wasn't he kicking with Stefan Bonner too?
Wait, midget is a very offensive term, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I take that back. 5'2" idiot. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
All right, so Nick Diaz, there's some footage of him hitting the heavy bag. I wanted to see what you guys think of the 209 man himself.
Ooh. Dude, he looks so good.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. He looks good.
Isn't he like 40?
He's in his 40s?
He's got to be in his 40s.
Dude, get him a fight.
Look how good he looks.
Would you want him to see him fight in the UFC or a boxing match?
Boxing.
Give him boxing. Ooh. What do you guys think? He should be back in?
I don't know, man. I'm such a big fan of Nick Diaz. But seeing him fight against Robbie Lawler, it was great at the same time. But I also felt like he shouldn't have been fighting.
He looked like he just didn't want to be there.
Yeah, like it just felt like maybe that's what it was. It just felt like a weird, I don't know. It just felt like a weird fucking spectacle I was watching.
Yeah.
But anytime Nick Diaz is around, I'm a huge fucking fan. I want to watch him do anything, really.
That suspension really screwed his career up over weed.
Dude.
Oh my God, that derailed.
Was it 5 years?
5 years.
What a derail.
5 fucking years.
And you got guys like TJ on that shit.
On EPO. Done in 2 years.
5 years for fucking weed, dude.
For marijuana.
Marijuana, dude. The shit that I smoke consistently.
And you're an athlete.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
All right. This is a fun little video. Demetrius Johnson submits 250-pound guy in BJJ.
Oh, this is open weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to get some of these big boys.
Bro, how crazy is this? What about this 5'2"? Look at this 5'2" man right here.
Little bow and arrow. He took him down too.
Did he actually tap him?
Yeah. It was a collar choke where you go like this. It's a bow and arrow. It was a rolling bow and arrow. We've actually been covering it at Lionheart Jiu-Jitsu last week.
Bro,
Turtle
that's
Guard series.
Crazy. He's probably, 155?
The momentum kicks him around his waist, his foot, his leg is across his waist, so then he has no choice but to roll over.
Insane. Dude, Meryl's going to kill you in bed.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Once she learns collar chokes, bro, you're fucked.
You're never gonna kick her again.
You know what's so funny? Because after, you know, I've been trying to get her to do jiu-jitsu, even though I don't do it, because I feel like it's very important for a girl to know jiu-jitsu up until at least a blue belt, just so you have body awareness, right? And you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. So I knew it immediately when I saw her eyes, her little autistic eyes. She was just like, she's going to go home.
Perfect.
She's going to be like, can I try these moves on you? And 100% that's what happened. 100%.
You're going to learn all these moves. So what move did you get demonstrated on?
She kept doing the arm bar to me. She kept arm barring me. And that shit fucking hurts too.
And she got that shit tight, huh?
I mean, I think she forgot half the shit because it's her first day.
Yeah. Did you show her how to do it? You know how to do an armbar.
I know how to do an armbar, so I just hold the pinky down and then, you know, hips up.
Yeah.
But that shit fucking hurts, dude.
Did you give some resistance to try to escape?
Huh?
Like, fuck you, bitch.
No, I just gave
it
to her. She was just like, she was like saying these like key words that Joe taught her. She goes, grab the cell phone! I just shoved her into the couch. Like, relax. It's your first day, dude. She's trying to hip toss me right now, dude.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, she's going to be so into it.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves the environment there, too. And I think that, I think jiu-jitsu is going to be fun for her.
Dude, it's a great group of gals.
Arm bars fucking hurt.
They hurt.
Even when you just demonstrate it and you know, till you want to tap, it still hurts like a bitch. I don't know how they're doing that in the fight.
Adrenaline, dude.
Even as I'm just hyperextending my elbow right now, this hurts.
Yeah, and when you see those arms bend, you're like, huh?
Dude, and the knees?
Oh. Why? Just tap. Just tap.
Some of them have hyper flexibility in their elbows or something, huh?
Yeah, some of these dudes do.
Okay, a couple of fight announcements.
Not a lot, though. Not a lot.
We got Edson Barboza paired up with Leron.
Why the picture with him getting stung by 1,000 bees?
Why they do my man like that, dude?
Bro, this is a good fight. Even though early predictions, Nick.
Five rounds. Dude, Edson Barboza looked really good in his last fight against
Billy
Sadiq. Sadiq Youssef.
Oh, he fought.
Oh. Dude, the Sadiq Youssef fight, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That fight was such a banger. And I hold Sadiq Youssef very, very high in regard at 145. But Leron Murphy is very good.
Sexy ass name.
He kind of reminds me of Sadiq Youssef too, like fighting style wise. They kind of have a similar style. So
can he go youth?
I think Barboza.
Really?
Yeah, I think Barboza.
OG bias, or you think
OG bias
for real?
OG bias.
I never ever vote against Barboza.
You can't.
He's actually, I would say, confidently top five favorite fighters of all time.
Still one of my favorite highlights to this day. Terry Etzem.
I just love his switch kick. I love his striking, dude. Just so fun to watch. Super powerful and
best kicks in the UFC.
Yeah, and ever since he lost the weight too, and he's like in a weight class where he could really show his strength. People are like, oh, this old man. Still got it.
Another announcement. Sean O'Malley finally announces he's going to be fighting Marab next. So we're going to get our official early predictions right now. Do not waver in a couple months, but let's go. David?
That's 50-50 for me because...
Who's 51%? Give me 1% difference.
Listen, brother.
Brother.
Gabe Bob.
You have to tell me something, brother.
Hamza, where are you?
Please, brother, you have to give me something.
Dude, he was watching the video.
This guy's just sitting in the mirror practicing for hours. Yeah.
Brother, you know.
Brother.
I can't fight now. It's Ramadan, brother. Dana, give me something.
Dude, I might start whispering now, brother. It just sounds scary. So cool. And you have to lean in to be like, what's this guy saying?
Hey, this guy, if I choke him out, I get his black belt.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's good.
Give me something.
He's like, black belt, brother. Everybody got black belt.
Brother. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, okay, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
Something. Yeah, can we just do this the rest of the show? Yeah. I'd rather just do this.
Welcome back to the Kai Shores.
I'm falling asleep, brother.
UFC made
what the fuck were we talking about?
Fucking Marab Rashad, man. Make your pick as Hamza.
Okay, let's just see this, right? Let's look at the stats. Marab, literally a robot.
Great stat. Just he's subjective shit he's saying.
He's not even a human being, dude. This guy can run for days, keep the same pace. His fucking grappling, amazing, dude. His ability to get to the fucking hips and get to your legs is unmatched in the weight class right now. Sean O'Malley, just hard to grab. Very, very hard to grab. And on top of that, too, he's probably in his weight class, the one that uses his range the best and his reach. So it's really hard to say. I don't fucking know. And especially after his last performance and how he knocked out Aljo, it's hard to say that, you know, Sean O'Malley's just going to get ran through.
Absolutely. I feel the exact same way, too. It really depends on how much damage Marab sustains in the first, like, two rounds.
Yeah.
Like, if Sean O'Malley puts it on him, because I do feel like it will be a matter of time before Marab takes him down and gets on top of Sean O'Malley. But his path getting there, he's going to eat a lot of shots from Sean O'Malley if he's not careful. Because, and he could put him out in between those first two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But my gut is telling me Merab, dude.
Especially the way he manhandles Cejudo.
But I want Sean O'Malley to win.
Yeah.
I like Merab a lot, too. I think either way, these guys are both great for a sport because he's one of those wrestlers that just puts on a fucking show and it just has such a frenetic pace that that style of wrestling might be very pleasing to the fans, especially in this fight when he picked up Cejudo and he's showboating and he's kind of leaning into that.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool.
I think the difference is, though, and the reason why that was amazing, too. That was fucking amazing.
Merab kind of a slow starter, too.
Yeah. Merab is known to get cracked, though.
Yeah.
Because Cejudo cracked him hard.
He will get hit.
Everybody hits him pretty hard when they hit him. And then you've seen Sean O'Malley, man.
He will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
If you, bro, he is that guy. And in this fight, in Cejudo versus Merab didn't really get going and find a huge success until like midway through the round two.
Yeah.
And that's when he was just petering out Cejudo, and he just couldn't handle that pace.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's where we're gonna see the clash, is how well Sean O'Malley can put damage on him, because he will put damage on him.
You know, watching this fight too, I think with Henry Cejudo and Merab, like when I watched it over again, it's just kind of, I sometimes get a little frustrated with Henry Cejudo when he chooses to stay on the outside so much, right? I don't know if it's because he fell in love with his striking a little bit, but I feel like if he attacked the legs of Merab a lot more often, I think he could have came out with a W, right?
Yeah.
Because he's still doing that long guard, trying to go with the outside low kicks, which I just don't think was a great game plan for somebody like Merab. Mm. I think he should have stuck to his guns, what he does best, and see who's the better wrestler. And I think that Henry Cejudo would have came out with a W.
Yeah, because he just was... Merab is the kind of guy that just doesn't give a fuck. He just keeps shooting.
Yeah.
Right? So if he's willing to take damage like that... But at the same time, Sean O'Malley is going to be well prepped for this fight. He has Tim Welch, obviously, in his corner, and then he has Augusto Mendez, who's like a legit jiu-jitsu guy, world champ, super high level. And I do feel like they're going to have a game plan for him. Mm-hmm. Because we could all expect what Merab's going to do. So all Sean really needs to do is stop on those first three exchanges, maybe.
Yeah.
And look for range to crack him. So maybe Sean O'Malley. Let's go Sean.
I'm going to go Sean.
Yeah, for me.
It's a good matchup, though.
There's some eras that fighters go through. Like, for example, like George St. Pierre. There's a time where you don't pick against George St. Pierre. If you're like, oh, I like the other guy, but you don't pick against him. Mm-hmm. Izzy had that moment. You're like, you just got to go with Izzy.
Yeah.
Volk had that time period. How do you bet against Volk? I think I'm starting to feel like, oh man, this might be the era where it's like you just don't pick against Sean O'Malley.
The Sugar Show, baby.
It's that time period, where that streak of fights where it's like you just don't pick against him.
And I respect him too because he chose Merab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I respect him a lot.
And that tells a lot to me. That tells me that he's like, yeah, let's go. I want the smoke. I'm going to beat all you guys and I will smash you, Merab. So that means he's ready. He's actively preparing for the work that he's going to bring him. So
I feel like
Sean O'Malley, he's got that rub right now.
Hey, Sean O'Malley, bring in Henry Cejudo and have him just wrestle you.
Ooh, that's actually a good call.
Same body type.
Yeah.
And he could put on the similar pace.
There it is, guys. We're all going Sugar Sean all the way through. Might change, but Sugar Sean for right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some quick pace, guys. Blanchfield versus Firot. He's got UFC Fight Night. Aaron, rank number 2. Manon Firot, number 3. Who do you got, David?
I always choose the more lesbian-looking fighter.
Well, this is a tough one.
And I think Aaron Blanchfield looks more lesbian. But in general, I just always choose Blanchfield, though. I think Blanchfield's fucking sick.
So
I think she's going to be champ, dude.
Yeah.
She's
always choose Blanchfield.
She is so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Blanchfield.
Definitively a high-level MMA fighter.
Firo is really good, though, too.
Her
she's
striking?
Tough.
I love watching her strike.
I don't give a fuck. She's French, dog.
Yeah.
All right?
USA all day, baby.
Yeah. Let's go. Bonjour, ho. Get the fuck out of here. USA all the way.
Fine. USA. Bonjour.
Yeah, no. You better choose
Bonjour.
USA. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Nice, dude.
All right, Vicente Luque versus Joaquin in a Kanye song, Buckley.
I'm going to go Vicente all day, baby.
Vicente all day.
Vicente. I said, oh no, when I saw this third fight.
Chris Weidman
coming
back versus Bruno Silva. Why is Chris Weidman coming back?
He got to prove that he could make that comeback.
His coaches were like, let's do that?
How old is Weidman now?
How old do you think he looks in that picture?
He looks a solid 41.
He might be in his 40s, actually.
Because
yeah,
can you check? Who was the last guy he fought after his leg injury?
Let's see.
He lost, though.
He did lose. And it was to Brad Tavares.
Right, okay, here. Losing to Brad Tavares is tough.
Well,
yeah.
That's tough.
Not saying him fighting Bruno Silva is a tough matchup.
That's a tougher fight than
Tavares. That's a real tough matchup. Bruno Silva is very good.
And he hits hard.
And he's like, dude, he's probably going to KO Chris Weidman.
I hate to see it, though, because, you know.
Because remember Bruno Silva.
Still my boy.
He's the, still my boy.
Yeah, come on, man.
Bruno Silva's the guy that took Pereira to a decision.
Yeah, remember? And they were cracking each other.
Yeah.
They were cracking each other.
Bruno Silva's that guy. Can you pull Bruno Silva's record?
Yeah, but isn't it crazy? When you look at Weidman, you look at his record, like who he's beat is pretty insane. You see Anderson Silva twice, then you see Lyoto Machida.
I think Pereira knocked him out, though.
Yeah.
Did he?
I think he TKO'd him or something like that. But it was getting close because Pereira was getting cracked.
Damn, what happened to Musasi? Shit.
He went to Bellator. He was kicking ass, and he lost. And then I think he's still killing it.
All right, Bruno Silva.
Oh, yeah. And look at the guys he's fought.
Dude, fucking.
He lost to the cop.
He fought Magomedov, the one eye guy, Sharapov.
Oh, the man who.
Sharapov.
No wrestling whatsoever.
Dude. So, well, maybe Chris Weidman can take him down.
Maybe.
But I don't know, man. I just feel like when I saw Chris Weidman on that leg, I just didn't feel comfortable.
Do you ever just like come back from an injury like that? That's fucking crazy.
That's a hard fucking injury.
39 years old.
He's up there, man. I'm going to have to go with Bruno Silva, dude.
He's got a lot of miles on him, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of miles for 39. Oh, man, that's tough.
Dude, look at that.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Of course.
And then, man, that Luke
Rockhold, Yoel Romero, Gegard Mousasi.
This was surprising, beating Kelvin, actually.
Bro, he got KO'd by Dominic Reyes.
Yeah. Bad. It was a bad KO, dude.
Oh, that was at 205.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, the fucking Gator got him too. Ronaldo Souza KO'd him.
Yikes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that fight.
This fight, David, say this name.
Nursultan Ruziboyev.
Dude, you nailed that one.
That was good.
21 Savage, dude.
And
let's
then
go.
Dumas. I'm going for Dumas. He had a nice win.
Dude, sure. He's dope.
He's sick.
Really he's good. Fucking dope, dude.
He's sick. Good.
But then you got these Uzbekistan guys. You just never know.
I'm always. Who are those guys? I'm going Uzbeki, baby.
Dude, anything with Stan at the end?
Yeah, do we put them in the same grouping as Kazakhstan in terms of those that new crop?
Kind
of. Oh, yeah.
Dude, he knocked that guy out. Yeah. Go back. Ferreira?
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cesar.
But Dumas is fucking sick, though.
Dude, look at that record, though.
35 and 8. So many fights.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That's he's 6'5".
6'5".
Like 185 and he's 6'5"?
Yeah.
Holy shit. This is a tough fight.
This is a good challenge for Dumas.
Dumas might go out there and just sleep his ass.
Yeah, Dumas is sick.
I'm going to go Dumas. 21 Savage. All right, we got Bill Aggio versus Kyle Nelson.
I actually
Do I know Kyle Nelson? I don't even know if I've seen him
personally?
Yeah, maybe. I think he's a podcast producer.
I'm going Bill.
I'm going
to go, ooh, Chidi's fighting.
Yeah, dude, Chidi's good.
Chidi all day, the ninja.
I'm going Chidi.
Chidi.
Anything on the prelims? Let's see.
Nate Landwehr.
Jamal Emmers, he's good.
The maniac.
All right, David, choose this one.
You already know who I'm choosing, dude.
Jandaroba.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Nah, but Loopy. Loopy's legit, though. Loopy's sick. Loopy's really good.
Oh, Loopy. Oh, shit. I might have to go with Loopy then, dude.
I go Loops, dude.
Yeah, but Verna? You can do it.
you can do it.
All day long. No, Verna. I'm going Verna all day. And through David's metrics.
Yeah, man. She's I don't even look at the names anymore. I just go by the haircut.
Yeah. Like, that haircut's a winner, bud.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Julio Arce, Herbert Burns.
Ooh.
I've seen a couple. Have I seen
Julio Arce?
He's good, right? Yeah, I've seen his fight.
Dude, he's minus 455.
Herbert Burns a little hit and miss for me, man. Shit, I don't
Burns
know.
Burns' last name's tough.
Yeah, Julio.
I don't think I know. I don't know anyone else.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Andre Petroski.
Malcone.
Petroski, yeah. He lost recently, right?
Petroski's one of those guys where you see him and you're like, dude, that guy should be a movie about MMA.
Yeah.
Like he's like the poster boy for every MMA fighter.
Okay, this was a tough one to pick, David.
Oh, that's right. But I'm definitely going to have to go with Gato because that means cat. Can also mean pussy. So we're going to have to go with Brasil, Melissa Pussy.
Dudakova.
Dudakova. Yeah, that's no disrespect. That's just translations right there.
Let's go.
Gato's cat.
All right, guys, these are all our picks. Some of them we didn't even pick. We just passed by them. But that's how we do it here when we make our picks. It's a shit show.
We've been so wrong, we should not do any more picks.
Yeah, don't ever bet on any of the stuff that we say. And also, if I say some salacious shit on here, guys, it's because I'm just learning, dude.
He's learning.
Yeah, man.
English is his learning language. Words.
I found out that Mijé is offensive recently.
What's Mijé?
No way.
What does that mean? Is that French?
Yeah.
M-I-D-G.
For little person?
I didn't know that was offensive.
This guy's actually. I was like, David speaking French right now?
Yeah, Mijé.
Tattoo Mijé.
Yeah, Mijé. Mijé is offensive. And then I also found out not too long ago that, and there was another word that I found out that was offensive. But I'm trying not to say it anymore.
You know what's not offensive? Chink Buddha. That's a rapper name.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a rapper name, but.
Hey, we're going to call you Chink Buddha from now on. That's actually a sick ass fucking name, dude.
I'm changing your name in my contact.
It's like those raps. I was like, Chink Buddha.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's your boy Chink Buddha out here. You feel me? Out here, 5469-267.
267.
267. Nick, you got a question for the casuals out here to answer in the comments below.
Question. Oh, shit. That's a good.
All right,
what is a good question,
David? Because this guy is not ready to.
I'm not ready for a good question.
What question do you have for the?
Why don't you give a question, Gil?
I give him too many times.
Okay,
give him too many times.
This is my question. Does anybody own a copy of Greg? Because I need to see this.
Every comment to get flagged.
Yeah,
I own a copy of Greg.
Yeah, below.
Awesome, dude. And who else has been called Gay Bob when they were a kid? Because I thought that was universal.
Yeah, or
got called Gay Bob.
Put down bully names. What bullies called you down in the comments. So we can all bond together with our trauma.
People call me Dumbo. They called me fucking.
Oh, Dumbo's tough.
Dumbo's tough, especially when you're in fourth grade.
How insecure were you about your ears back in the day? Not really, or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I was very. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to. Can I have a moment, dude? You just fucking dropped the bomb on me.
He was definitely very sensitive because he could hear everybody shit talking from a mile away.
Hey! Hey! Guys, make sure you like the button for that joke, subscribe to the channel, and answer that question. If you got a Nick the Ear joke, drop it down below in the comments.
Yeah. Dunk on me, dude. Dunk on my ears.
Peace.